Beginning the current daf, Masechet Yomim daf Pei Beis. Beginning the Amud, beginning the Tezid Nevada, beginning the Gemara. El Rav Huna, Rav Nachman Kasha, according to their opinion, it was definitely difficult. Which they had said that this chinuch for shoyis, which they had two phases, was 3 or 4 years before they become an adult. The Gemara is asking. The Brisa says that mechanchanos is a year or two. So how could they say that it's the least 3, and the Brisa says at most 2? It says the Gemara cannot have answered this samach lepirkan. What they mean to say is that close to the time that the tashlumin is midrabanan, which a year or two before they become an adult, that age is called bo lepirkan. And what it means to say is that it means samach lepirkan lashumas the divreim kama. It means that it's 3 years before they become an adult, and the brisa means to say that it's talking about a chayla. So maybe it's not a contradiction. So it says you can't say that because it's samach lepirkan mashpat perek de gadlus. If it's saying that with samach lepirkan, it sounds like which perek are we talking about? Not of the rabbinic tashlumen, but of that of becoming an adult, which is yud beishan liyemech letenek is 12 for a girl, and yugisham liyemech letenek is 13 for a boy. Therefore, that was obviously a difficulty, and you can't resolve it in saying, oh, they're talking about a different perek, which would be the rabbinic tashlumen, because that's not called perek. Tinek says, at the beginning with the Gemara, ma'aritzech arak v'al, just like by murder, the halacha is you're not allowed to commit it, rather you have to allow yourself to be killed and not commit murder. Afnarim marasich arak v'al yavir, so to regarding adultery, one, that's allowing himself to be killed and not violate that halacha, which Tosfos comes to explain and prove from many places, specifically the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that a woman does not have this halacha, arak v'al yavir, and Tosfos brings three different opinions regarding why that is and how that is. One is the interpretation of Rashi over here, and there's the Yesh Mefarshim, and then the interpretation of Ben Utam. Let's discuss at great length, which Pirish Rashi. Rashi explains, like Goris Tiharig, that the text does not say that she should allow herself to be killed, because actually the woman, in this type of situation, this halacha, is not obligated to give up her life. What's the reason? Because the karka oilimhi, she's just like a piece of the earth, in the sense of that she's just playing a passive role. She's not doing any action. And therefore, she's not the one committing the sin. And based on this interpretation, it makes sense. So the same Perek Ben Sayer, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Dalman Beis Parach asks, Esther, what do you mean? Esther Amalka with Achashverosh, which everyone knew about this thing. So how is it possible that she was committing this sin out in the public? And the Gemara has to answer and say, oh, that karka oil, she didn't do any avera. Problem is, I tell you, in my late part, why did the Gemara ask? Why is the Gemara asking from Vahesi, which is a specific halacha regarding Chil Hashem? Why did the Gemara ask? What does this have to do with Vahesi? Chil Hashem is something you always have to allow yourself to be killed, not violate, even in private. Oh, based on this, that would not gurus tarag makes sense because she actually does not have this halacha yarg vayav. It's only a special halacha, also befahesya. But not because of this halacha, yarg vayav. Because the ingil arayis, because regarding adultery, yodashab hamakshim, the questioner in the Obadir and Sanhedrin knew very well the mahanikar goyim. Of course, it helps this idea, like Rashi explaining that it's she because she's playing a passive role. Of lin fahesya, the time of Shabbat Hashem, last year, died to mahani, that the Gemara did not entertain that should be effective. Lochi Parach, and therefore the Gemara asked, I blessed the professor, she was doing it and it was well known. The Gemara answers, actually, even for this halacha of Chil Hashem, that it's publicized, Karko Elam Hoysa, the fact that she was playing a passive role, Umahani, and therefore that's a fact. So that's why you should know this, the EU, the Loy of the Maisa, that the woman that's not doing any active role, in Laharig, that she doesn't have to allow herself to be killed. The whole Mirtechifin, because what's the story of this halacha? It's from the murderer. As we bring here in our different Maslow Taisis, and the halacha that a murderer has to allow himself to be killed. That's because the Maychaz is the Dhamma Dinachsum, it's like our Gemara brings on Ahmed Bey's. It's because of the svar of the logic, who said your blood is redder than the other person's. Now, that's obviously when you're doing an action. But if you didn't do an action, Kogain, for example, if they want to throw him on a child so that it will cause the child to be killed. If he's going to stop them from being passive and allowing them to push him on the child, they're going to kill him. So says Taisus, in such a situation, he doesn't have to allow himself to be killed. To the other Rabbanim, because to the contrary, we could say, my chazan the dama didei su mikveh. Who said the child of the blood of the child is redder than his? Dima dama didei su mikveh. Maybe my blood is redder. And therefore you see that from the comparison to the case of Ritzech, it's actually the same, that when you're passive, actually you're not obligated. Well, in moreover, the hekeshin, the krah, the hekesh of the passing Ritzeach, ishaharik v'yedemtsev. What's the passing actually comparing it to? To someone who's actively killing. It's talking about there in the pasuk, in the active murderer, not a passive murderer. So again, therefore, you see like Rashi Svara, that the passive role does not have this halacha b'hagva yava. Now, Rav the Palag ben Tzer Mar, Rav who disagrees in Sanhedrin of Ayin Dal and Beis, Ashenu the Karkam does not hold this answer of the Gemara of, oh, because she's just a piece of ground and she's inactive. Ubishani, and he actually answered a different svar hanos atzmei shani, that it's a different when it's not a chil Hashem, when the guy who wants you to be over the aveir b'fahesya, that it's not just to be mechal Hashem shemaim, he's just doing it for his own personal pleasure. Pirush, in other words, kesho intzness adam laver b'dabish shesh loyanol atzmei, that they're making the person violate something that he has pleasure himself, like a chil Hashem. That's not chil Hashem, because obviously the guy is not doing it like by Esther, Achashverosh is doing it for his own personal pleasure, not just to have a yid not do Hashem's mitzvahs. So it says, like Palig, Rava doesn't disagree with this principle that we're seeing here in Rashi of Karka Olam, Elin Parhesia, which is what the Gemara is discussing, but only regarding when it's done out in the public. That doesn't take away the idea of Chel Hashem Parhesia. But regarding this halacha of the three cardinal sins of adultery, he agrees that that svar would help, which is the svar we're using here, why a woman does not have the halacha of Tehar Gvayav. Inami. Or additionally, says Taisus, a fill in Pahasa Le Polig. You could even say actually Rabbi doesn't even disagree regarding Pahasa. He agrees to Karkoilam. Elamaisa, why Tom Shane? He's just adding another reason besides Karkoilam, which is that of when they're doing Lahanos Atzmai, that you don't have this halacha of Befahesya being a problem. Now, that was Rashi. But yes, Mefarshim, those who explain a different interpretation. The reason why the Gemara did not ask over there, but how asked the Gila Raisa, but what do you mean? Forget about Befahesya. But this adultery that she has to have Tihar Gbal Yadr, the reason is Mishal Mloy Mishanya Ma'aver, because she did not have pleasure from the sin, because she hit L'Bazum, if anything, he injected into her this filth that he had. Because Mishanya Gaba Yal, Beperk Revida Nazar, just like the Gemara answers regarding Yal, in the fourth Perk of Nazar, Chav Gimel Beis, and Perk Mitzchalitzi, and Bamasav Chav Gimel Beis, Kipach, when the Gemara asks, I, Boko Mishanya Ma'averum, I, she had pleasure from the act of Bia. The Farish Kach, the Gemara explains this, but Kivin the Mishanya, that, in other words, since she's having pleasure, what is the inherent in the Gemara's question? And she should have allowed herself to get killed because of adultery. So you see that that's what it's dependent on. And the Gemara answers, no, Tevosn Shal Rishon, the, so to speak, the favors of the wicked, Rohi Yitzel Tzadikim is bad by the righteous. In other words, she didn't even have any pleasure out of that because actually he just injected filth into her. But based on the Yisman Farishim, it comes out that really other women, even if they're forced to be violated, that actually they would have to be mice and nefesh. It's just over here where she wasn't getting any pleasure, that's why there's no halacha up to Har Gvayav, but generally it would have. So, here it doesn't seem to be correct. Chada, first of all, regarding this, she's not obligated to give up her life. That can't be the principle, the overriding variable, that because she's not having pleasure. Because the blah blah blah, even without pleasure, is still an issa of arayas. And those who do it, meaning the male and the female, they're both going to get karis, where hanola tabayu islahu, because the Gemara says, oh, they both get pleasure, the man and the woman. It says, it's not because of that that's why you get the karis. Even without the pleasure, there still would be liability. For example, if let's say they have the anal intercourse, where it's the unnatural way, although that's called affliction, where she's obviously not getting hana, still obviously, if she submitted to that, of course she would get karis. So it's not because of pleasure or not. It's not even possible, even though that she's being violated, meaning the case of Yao. In other words, Yao obviously got some pleasure. She was having an act of bia, so even though she was doing it for ulterior motives and she doesn't want the favors of the wicked, but there is some type of pleasure. So obviously that couldn't be the reason why she didn't have to be mois nefesh, because she wasn't getting pleasure. Boy, Morbus says you could prove that regarding Yal, this that she didn't have to give up her life, in this gamna lahatzel atzma, that if that sister was violating her, and the whole reason why she was doing this act of B was to save herself, So then Bebakar is a Meshapcha. So then, why would the person be praising her? And it says, oh wow, she's better than the Mahais. So she was doing it selfishly to keep herself alive. What do you mean? It's obvious. We know from the story, the narrative, she didn't want to kill her. He actually was a fugitive running for his life. But to the contrary, he needed her to conceal him, right, from that the pursuers don't find him. To the contrary, she actually seduced him with words until he cohabited with her so to weaken him, like it's obvious from the story. So therefore, the story by Yal, why she didn't give up her life, is not because she had to save herself, because to the contrary, she actually initiated, and which obviously that she was permitted to do it to save Klal Yisrael. So what was the Gemara's question? On Yal, like, oh, what was she doing? What do you mean? So Eliyahu Shlomo, rather what you could say is that Mishum the Kamina le'elmina. Rather, it's because that the Gemara had previously said before the story with Yal, the Gemara had said over there, G'dol avir l'shma mitzvah shelo l'shma. Greater is an avera, a sin that's done for Hashem's name, than a mitzvah that's done not for His name. Still, like it says in the Pasi, Menashem b'el tabarach, from the women in the tent, she should be blessed. Man ninu, who is it more than the Menashem b'el, the women in the tent? That's Sarif Karach Balaya. Pirish, she mois, neskam nalabonis, libonis bimelein, because in a sense, the mois, they did it shalei l'shma, they wanted to have children. In contrast to Yal, who wasn't doing it, was doing it totally l'shma, she's better than the mois. Uparach, and that's what the Gemara is asking, am I, hakas meshapcha tvei Menashem b'el, why is the Pasi praising her more than the women in the oil, that was the Gemara's question. She has pleasure from the sin. Shani, the Gemara answered, she didn't really get so much pleasure. The tzara ha'gadol ba'anasa, because her pain was more than her pleasure. Because the tevasim shavasham, roi, it's a tzaddikim, so it's not really explaining the reasoning. It's going on something else, going on the agadic theme of her, she's being better than the imoy. So that was saying, why is she getting pleasure? This is not true. She didn't get really major pleasure over here, because the favors of the wicked is bad by the righteous. Then Tosfos says, "V'avgav the peg mitzchalitza parch namehoch." Although the Gemara Yevamis of Kuf Gimel Malav asked this same question, "Af al pish ein l'sham gedel levelish mavuchulu." What I mean? Didn't we just say that this whole Gemara's discussion, which Tosfos was bothered by, based on the interpretation that he's saying that has nothing to do with pleasure, and rather it's because it's continuation of the previous Gemara, but somewhere else, it brings the same question, and it's not a continuation from the theme of Gedel Avera L'shma. So how can you explain it with the other question, she's having pleasure from the Avera, that it's going on this theme of Gedel Avera L'shma? Yishamitah says, what you could say is, although there in Yavam is not mentioned, but Ahidah Nazir Kesamach, it's really copying from the Gemara Nazir, and relying on what it already said in Masechtas Nazir. So based on this, the Gemara's discussion over there wasn't talking about anything about her saving herself, and it would be based on the svar of the Yesh Mefarshim that it's because, oh, she wasn't having a pleasure, therefore she could save herself. Rather, as all the Taisis' proofs that he rejected the Yesh Mefarshim, it had nothing to do with this idea about her saving herself. Rather, it was actually from a prior discussion regarding why is this considered that she was greater than the Mahis. She had some pleasure, and they were saying, no, that's not considered that as if she had pleasure, and therefore, yes, it's rightfully so, that she was greater than the mois. But Tosfos now continues, and he says that this ukamosh perish Rashi, the truth is, the way Rashi has the garis yahark, that his girsa was in the masculine, in the male, that it's only the man who has the halach yahark v'yava, king garis b'shiltas perish v'era, that they actually have the same girsa, that it's only the man who's doing an action that he has to be mois in nefesh, but the woman doesn't have the halacha of Yahag Vayava. Now, the Hikshah Shiltas, the Shiltas asks that, based on this, that it's difficult. Mahadama Rabbi Perish Perik Habal Yavimtai over there on the Gimel Mabeis, that Ein Oinis Be'erva, that there's no halacha of Oinis by Erva, that even if they're forcing, the Gentiles are forcing the Jew to be built on the Erva, it's not considered Oinis. Why? Lefisha in Kisha Elodas, says the Gemara, because he has an erection. Obviously, that's something that he has to bring on himself, so obviously it's not considered as Oinis. That how could you have a case of Einis according to Rava? Now, that's a difficulty, because the Kama you're saying, Afgila Rais Yalgbar Yavor, that We said in our sugya that even when it's einis, that you have to be a meitzu nefesh. What do you mean? Balav einisu el rotzen. Ask the shultz. What does that mean? It's not einis. It's conscious. Kivnei kishul adas, because it has to be that he did it willingly. So why do you need to have to say the chiddush of, because even though it's oinus, you have to have yarg b'yabba, but it's baratzin. It's ladas. It's not b'oinus. But tirits, and the shaltas answers, mishkachas lo lisrapas. You could have a situation where, that it's an oinus. For example, if let's say that it was for medicinal purposes. That a man had laid eyes on a woman, and he desired her, smitten with her, etc. Until where the doctors had said the only way for him to be healed is if he cohabits with her, and that the Gemara said that no, the Chacham said, let him die and not have be with her. Now, that is a situation of blindness, because he doesn't want this. It's just the only way for him to be healed. And that's what's saying, that even though it's einus, that no, it's going to be yaharg v'al yaber. So it's in that element that's einus, not the fact that it's erection, but of the circumstances. Now, loshin yaharig lemashber kipurusha. But the problem is, the word let him be killed does not sound like that interpretation, because the havel meimah yamas v'al yaber. Shouldn't say yaharg v'al yaber, say yamas, because let him die, which he was going to die, but not that he's going to get killed. Now, Bari Pirish, he explains that the truth is that even Rava agrees that if he's getting an erection because they want to kill him if he doesn't cohabit with the Erva, so although you're right, Kish is only a Das, but that's still called an Einus, because he would never really want to have this situation. He's only doing it because they're intimidating, they're going to kill him. Therefore, without the Chiddush of the Torah of Yahag Vayava, yeah, no, he would not have to give up his life. It would be considered as an Einus. And that's what we learned from our Sugya, that Yahag Vayava. I Rava says in Kishul Adas. So the Rebbe explains that who did Rava marry? The case of Rava is talking about Shanochem and Bikim Ma'aseh Be'erva, where the Gentiles, they actually attach him into an erva, and he can't remove himself. Elim Ken Yargu, unless they're going to kill him. That's what he's saying. The Intanis Einis Loimer the Inoisa Ma'aseh. That's what Rava says, that there's no claim of being forced to say that he didn't do an action. Elachem Oisim by Ma'aseh Kamer Karka Oilim. Only if others do an action with him when they insert him. So then he's like a woman in that way, that he's playing a passive role, that then he actually does not have to be moisa nefesh. And there's a resogit that when you would have thought to say the Abba Yag, that no, that, meaning you would have thought in that situation to let him violate, not commit, and not get killed. Kamashwa, that's what's saying, that no, that's the chiddush of Rava. Kimishi deba, I mean, that's what's saying, that kimishi deba atzmoi, since he does by himself, shemid v'kuhu, that if they're going to attach him, if Shushle's catch is not possible for him not to have an erection, the erection that he's going to be doing is considered like he's doing an action on his own. And that's what he's saying, because in Kisha Ladas, that's what Rabbi's going to tell us. You're right, although it is coming through a situation of Oynis, he has to be Maisa Nefesh and be Yark Vayav. Now, says Taisis, there is an opinion that says that if man has relations with an erva, when his member is quote unquote dead, which is not erect, still he's chayiv for the issa varayas. So wait a second. So you see that, and fafelach even so, kishem advikin oisai umeshamish meis pater kiven the anus, when they insert him, and the member is not erect, he's pater because he was forced. So wait a second, Imkain, if that's the case, then Mali Meshamish Be'eva Meis, Mali Be'kishri. That, what's the difference if it's erect or not? But if it's erect, he's not doing any more of the Isser, because again, that opinion holds that Meshamish Meis Barayis is going to be Chayiv. So if it's done even without his actions, so why does it have to be Meis Nefesh? So say Yeshua, what you can say is Rebbe Tamei. Rebbe is going according to his reason. Number of Parakshan Yeshua, he holds in second Parakshan Yeshua, that's because of Menachem. Hashem is Patu. You're right, he doesn't hold like those Madam. He holds that if it's not erect, he's Patu. Oh, so since without his Kishri, there would not be an Isab Erva. So it comes that through his erection, he's doing an action by becoming erect. And that's why he has to Moise Nefesh, even though they're attaching the two of them. But when it's going to cause him to become erect, he's doing that action. And therefore, he has to allow himself to be killed. Now, additionally, what you could say is, You're right, although that there is an Issa Erva, even according to that Mandamar, when it's mace, but still there are stages and levels. And he should have separated with a small amount of pleasure, Pirish Bandamarub, and he's separating with a greater level of pleasure with that of becoming erect. On that, you can't say Einus, and for that, you're going to be liable. Just like if someone's having a relation with his wife, and that's tar, Vamali, the Mezer says, I became an Ida, but Peg Bezishbu is where Upirish Be'evachai Chayev, if he removes himself when the member is still erect, he's going to be Chayev. Even though that same opinion holds that if you do it when it's not erect, you're going to be chayev. Because you should have separated, which is also an act of pleasure, when it's a lower level pleasure, when it's not erect. That if they attach him and he's having relations when it's not erect, or if, let's say, he became erect for his wife in the permitted way, and they attached him in his potter, but if they attach him and then he later became erect, so that erection is his action. You're right, if he was already erect and then they did it, so again, they didn't do anything wrong. But then Chayev would be liable. And that's what we're saying, that you would have to have Yaakov Yav on that. Now, based on what we explained, that only a man has to be Meis Nefesh, but a woman is Pater Kachikako Eilim, like Rashi said, now that Goris Yaharik, like we said, only on the male, Ve'inami Goris, and the, even if the girsa is afnam rasa tiharig, that also the betrothed maiden has to allow herself to get killed. So nicha, it makes sense. And we're not going to ask, oh wait a second, I karka oilam, because benukma we're going to explain kagunda of the maisa, which she did in action. How so? Shema ansa oisa lahivi are ever allowed, that forcing her to actually bring the man onto her, which is a maisa. I bought the park of Ksubis. This is the Gemara asking Ksubis that we give him a base of a literal who died in the Shari. That what happened was, there was a Gzeiro with the Hegmon, and they were saying that there's danger, saying there's no danger, they don't have to be Mesa Nefesh. The Gemara says yes, because there's the modest ones that are going to be Mesa Nefesh, and therefore it's a Sakana. And therefore we had to change the dates of when weddings are supposed to be. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The literal who died in the Shari, just let them know that since she's being raped, she's permitted. She's not going to be forbidden to her husband. Now, Avagav the Gila Reis Ragbal Yavr, although, what do you mean? By adultery, the halach is you have to allow yourself to get killed and not violate. So what's the Gemara saying? That they don't have to be Meis Nefesh. Oh, Hasam Nami Karko Ilma. But there you say, yeah, since they're not doing any actions, they don't have to be Meis Nefesh. They're playing a passive role, again, like we're saying, like Rashi. So that's Rashi, the Yesharim, which Tais is rejected. And now Tais brings the third interpretation. Rabbein the Tamil Yom Farish, but Hidik Subas to Esther, that we said that by Esther, the Gemara didn't ask that, oh, what do you mean? Forget about Parhesia. What's with the fact that Altsgila rise? So Rabbein Tamei answers, he says, a very different reason. She doesn't have to give up her life because Achashverosh is a guy. And for that, one does not have to give up their life. Shem biyasa biya, because his act of cohabitation is not considered an act of biya. And v'loy mechayv misa biyasa, she's not liable misa as a eshes ish with his biya. Why? Drachman afkri lazari dov kachavim, the Torah declared onulus the seed of a Gentile, of an idol worshiper. Like it says in the pasuk, that the flesh of the donkey is their flesh, and the energy of the horse is their energy. It's like the act of an animal. It's not considered a significant act to create the problem of Gila Reis. And therefore, hit the labas Yisrael, shemir dasa benasla akim. Based on this, actually, Rabbein Tam permitted a Jewish woman that became a renegade Jew, married an idol worshiper, and she repented and came back to Judaism. Va'akum this guy, and actually the Gentile that the idol worshiper she married converted also. L'kaima, that he permitted her to remain with this idol worshiper. The avagav d'ama, because although the halacha generally is k'shem shesu l'bal k'chazur l'boil, just like she's forbidden to her husband Joseph, forbidden to the man that she had forbidden relations with. Hanamili, when we say this, B'bias Yisrael, is when there was a Jew, Avol Akum Loi, but by idol worship, but no, we don't have such a thing. Therefore, that's Rabbein Tam's Mahal. But says, Tazvulin, here, Rabbi Bar Meir. Doesn't seem to be correct to him, this interpretation of Rabbein Tam. Because Akivin says, Labal B'bias Akum, how could you say this? A woman actually becomes forbidden to her husband with the cohabitation of an idol worshiper, because they come with like Moses and Ksubas over there. Ikaprutzes v'chulu, that no, we have to be concerned. There are women who are, they're breached in the laws of modesty. and they're actually going to do it willingly with that the Gentile governor, and they actually do become forbidden to their husbands. Therefore, you can't marry on the Wednesday that they shouldn't come to this situation, because if they do it willingly, they actually do become forbidden. So you see that even though it's a Gentile, they do become forbidden to their husbands. If a woman was taken, imprisoned in the hands of the idol worshippers because of capital punishment, asul habash, forbidden to her husband. How? Because they're cohabiting with her. So you see, it makes her forbidden. Esther, we find she says, right? If I'm going to be lost, I'm lost where she knew that by having relations with Achashverosh, she's forbidden to Mordechai. So we see, legabi lo isabalo. We see regarding making her forbidden on her husband, we don't consider the Gentiles' cohabitation like just of a behemoth. So what do you mean? We should say that she's forbidden not only to the Baal, but also to the Baal, which is that general halacha, not like the way Rabbi Tam Paskin. So too, to invalidate for kahuna, a single girl cohabited with an idol worshiper. Although she had relations with an animal, bestiality. She's kosher for kuhuna, beperkabal yabimtoi, and vimazam notism bays. Obviously, if it makes her forbidden to kuhuna, and the animal doesn't, obviously we don't consider his gravitation like that of an animal. So rather, it says, Taisa Vadavkilin Chayas. It's only regarding ancestry, regarding lineage. That's what Omapak Nais, that's the Gemara says over the end of Tzal Chesim, but after, Chaman Afkir Lazari, that the Torah was mafkir, the seed of an idol worshiper. But regarding this Chedosh Rabbi Tam, it's not true, it is considered an act of Bia. That actually you could do kinu, the warning of the suspected adulterous wife, through warning her not to be with a Gentile, and upaisel betruma, and he also invalidates her from truma. Uparach, the Gemara asks, what do you mean pshita? Obviously, what do you have to say this for? The nistra v'hinitma merachmana. The Torah tells us that if she conceals, she becomes tamei. And echel abal v'echel abayv v'echel truma, which is whether for the husband or whether for the one that she has relation with, or whether for truma. So the Gemara says, "Madim, what would you say? Can we name a minister be nitma? When would you say this halacha is hanim elihecha de b'hach biyasirle? It's only with this act of cohabitation that she becomes forbidden. And in contrast, the idol worshiper, she's always forbidden to. Kamash malan, that's have to tell you that no, the halacha will apply even by the Gentile. So how much you see? So toisus nafilu gabe akum. Even by the idol worshiper, the shech nitma leso labala, we see the halacha behi nitma to make her forbidden to the husband, and therefore the labala. Again, you see that the same thing would apply to the baal, which they're always the same halacha." And says, you cannot infer actually to say the opposite of what we're saying. Because maybe you're going to say in the comment from the fact that it says this sulke that you would have thought to say. Even without this act of cohabitation, she's forbidden to the Nachri. So actually, therefore he would not make her forbidden on the husband. Wait a second. So, that's what the Havmin is. So Machlal, the inference is, the Gentile does not need a pasuk to make her forbidden through that act of bia. Ovim kind, if that's the case, so ger mutter ide bia shebal bia isa'akam. So the convert, which is the story of Ben Adam, is actually permitted through the act of bia that he had when he was a Gentile, because actually it does not have the halacha of leboil, because she was already forbidden because of him being a nachri. But again, now that he was megayir, then she should be permitted to him. No. The e'asr, because you would say, okay, it would be forbidden. Have metukim kura shaper. What do you mean? And this is all part of the question, that maybe you might say this. What do you mean? Because if the Isser would apply on not like Rabbeinu Tam, that Havim Atukim Kor Shaper, to the contrary, the Pasuk actually would make sense. Afil Ba'akim, even I don't worship her. What do you mean? The Gemara is saying it doesn't, because she's Isser anyways, even without that. No. Because the Mitzvah Le'bahai B'ilik Gishas Gair. To make her forbidden on him when the Megair. So why is the Gemara saying, oh, that the Pasuk not talking about in the Bia Begai? Obviously you'll say to the contrary, it's a proof to Rabbeinu Tam that the Bia that he did when he was an idol worshiper is not considered more than the Bia of a behemoth, and it's not going to make her forbidden him when he's going to be Begai. And therefore you cannot say that the Pasuk is talking about Echel Abayil and to say that, oh, because it will have relevancy when he's Begai. So he says, no, that's not a right Rabbeinu Tam. The reason is because this, that the Gemara had the Havimino, that you couldn't have explained the talking about the Bia of a guy, is because the Balavach Bia of Mitzvah La. It's just talking about that. The Gemara means to say that, what do you mean? Even without this Bia, that she's forbidden to be with him. Hainu Bia Yisa'akim means when he's a Gentile. She's through Libal Akum, or she's forbidden interpolations to the Akum, and because simply because Akum had nothing to do with anything of the din of the Labayal. It's just saying regarding this act of Bia that it actually is forbidden. So it's nothing, it's not revealing to us anything regarding what's going to be in the future based on the halacha of Kach Labayal. But then it's a wonder. Okay, so we established already this principle that there is a violation of death, just like any act of infidelity, with the cohabitation even of a Gentile. So then we have a question. So Lama Legirish Mordechai's Esther, why didn't Mordechai divorce Esther B'shosh Shabbos Alat Sol's Klal Yisrael? So when she came to save Klal Yisrael, what do you mean, just divorce? What do you mean? Because it's an Isra of Misa, because it's even with a guy, with Achashverosh, so why didn't they just divorce her? On this situation, what you can say is, maybe he was afraid that it's going to be revealed to the king. And obviously, if he's giving her a get, that she was his wife, which would ruin the whole plot. And because if you don't say this, so you're right, why didn't they divorce her? Simply because a more pragmatic reason he should have divorced her, that she shouldn't be forbidden because she wouldn't be an Eishes Ish when she has relations with Achashverosh, that he would actually be permitted to remarry her. Because the halacha of not taking back your divorcee when she was with another man in between is not problematic when it was an out of wedlock relationship. That he wouldn't stipulate with the saita, oh, did you promised me you didn't do this and you didn't do that before we got married. After it doesn't say after you got divorced, because that act of isnus is actually not problematic for the husband. So obviously, from the fact that he didn't divorce her, was because he couldn't, because Achashverosh would have found out about it. Although you're right, there would be an Isra of Misa, as we were establishing that the Bia of Akum is no less than the Bia of Yisrael regarding this halacha. But then Tzitz Ben Torim begins to say as follows. Hadikam says, Abayit Zor Perek Bishmol Dabin Dal Menav. Kabe Neved Ba'inis. If let's say something was worshipped, someone's animal, forcibly, someone else worshipped it against his will, the Asa becomes forbidden. Mefarsh Gemara explains Kegunshin Su Nachrim. If let's say Gentiles forced him, Bishtach V'lebehem Dinei, and they bowed down to his animal. Or Parach Alav Gemara asks, what do you mean? Anish Chamon Patre. We always know that if someone was forced, the Torah exempts him. The Chassid says in the pasuk V'lanar L'Sasadavir, which is our halacha of Nar Merasa, that nothing is going to be done to the girl because she was raped, she was forced. She says to Yisrael, my question, what's the Gemara's question over there? Hakro B'Karko Elam Davkari. As we're explaining, the reason why nothing happens to the girl is because she was playing a passive role. If she did an action, she would have to give up her life. So this bowing down to the Abayi Dezor is an action that's being done. Because the Bekafa in Nachum Lefnei Abayi Dezor, like Kalogim, you can't say that it would be talking about where the Gentiles are bending him down in front of Abayi Dezor, they can't love me the Ovid. Obviously then, the Jew who's being bowed down is not doing anything, but it's not quote-unquote bowing down. Even if it looks like he's bowing down, like when he's bending over, and even that, to take your money in front of that, even that, it doesn't have that appearance. So that obviously wouldn't be what's making it forbidden. But moreover, that the Gemara that's saying that it was worship ba'inis, which this that the Gentiles are forcing him and bowing down to his animal, that's to illustrate that the halacha, that to make that someone's making his own thing forbidden, if it's talking about where the Gentiles are bending him over, the beginning of that's the case. It's not someone making his own thing forbidden. Because the Gentiles who are bending him over, they're making his animal forbidden if it would become forbidden like that. So what's the Gemara's question? That Karka Olam, he's not passive, like we just proved there couldn't have been a passive. He's actually doing a Maisa. So even though he's quote unquote being forced, but you're doing a Maisa. I thought we didn't say this halacha l'sasadavir when you're doing active role. And that's what you can say is the halacha b'shul. This is what the Gemara was asking. Exempts a person from death in all types of oinus. Even when you have to be moisa nefesh. If a person violates not moisa nefesh, he's still going to be exempt from death. Ah, but keeping the patrim misa bezdin, since he's exempt from misa bezdin, you're right. I forgot the mechav l'misa'atzim, although he has to give up his life. As we said, when you're active, it's not considered as worship to become forbidden with this avodah because it's only before the action that we're considering as a ma'isa that has to be ma'isa nefesh, but b'di'evit was already done, it's not considered as a ma'isa. And this is the Gemara is bringing a proof of knowledge of Sasa Daba, even though we said, wait a second, they don't have to be ma'isa nefesh, so you could say that you're right. V'shapa yalav ma'ay krad the pater misa ba'aynis, yet you can learn from that pasuk that your pater from misa, when it's done ba'aynis, I fell by some ma'isa when you do an action. Now, I've got a narrow law of the media, although what I mean, the girl didn't even do anything. No, is good by krad the narrow Muslim, we're comparing it to the case of Ritzach, Meritzach, Arba Yaver, Basis ma'isa, by the case of the murderer, that she has to be willing to be killed and not violate when there's an action. Av narrow, so the case of Nara, Yaharg ha'boyel, that the one who's doing an action has to be willing to get killed. That's where you say that he has to be willing to kill. Or she has to be willing to be killed when she's doing an action. And ubahai kama krova nara. And that's what the pasuk's saying, that, well, nara, that you don't do anything, where shabasi is maisa of the bidi eved, where if, let's say that, yeah, we're comparing for the halacha that even in these situations, that we're saying that if she's doing an action, she has to be willing to be killed. But still, the pasuk saying, "Well, and not only sasa davar," that shebeshias ma'isa of the b'di'evit, that if she did do this action with the b'di'evit, that they did force her and she did a machmas oynis. That's what the pasuk coming to say, that even though she had to be ma'isa nefesh, lo sasa davar, he's not going to do anything to her. V'hu haden, the same thing applies. Mishtach, but that's what compare. Mishtach l'avoy d'zara, kadesh le'gu. If he's bound to the avoy d'zara, that they don't kill him. The ikel me'elav me'nei. That's what the Gemara is learning out from that. L'poitcher b'di'evit, to exempt him b'di'evit. I feel the basis ma'is after the fact that even if he did an action and he was supposed to be ma'is nefesh, that and not to do avoy d'zara, that still that we're saying that that's going to be considered as the same thing as we explained now. Now says the davar. Somebody observes zera. Who he actually asked on this, that we say that if the goy forced him to bow down, that it's forbidden to for gvoya, and he asked that kivin de b'di'eved, since that after the fact miftara ovid, that the one who did avodah zara, we're saying he's exempt. So le mitzvah neved b'ha avoda. That's the question he's saying, that shouldn't have the prohibition of neved with that type of avoda. Avabich le ba'inus mitzvah yichayev, although that. If not for the fact that he was forced because of death, he would be chayiv, because that's la baya, that avagav the lekibla belaha, that even though he did not accept it as a deity, l'rab the kibla belaha, and according to Rab, we're talking about that it's only be accepted as a deity, sheshtach v'befer shashem kabbalah salahos, where he bowed down to accept it as a deity, that av b'shem pibli b'shavin, and that's even if his heart and his mouth are not the same, shebepiv mefarash ha'ovi l'shem alahos, that in his mouth he's saying he's doing it for a deity, v'libu l'av shebeshman, but his heart is for his father in heaven, still considered avay d'zara, and v'rava and avay d'zara, but that he disagrees with Reb Zera, and he holds that if the Gentiles forced him to bow down, that's considered as nevet, even though it's through an einus, because the halacha is yehar g'vayaver, if so, when he did it be'isr, it's considered as nevet. Mahadle Ibzer, he responds to Ibzer and he disagrees. He says, no, the chashra shapet nevet, that's considered nevet. I've got the pater of misa, although you're pater from misa, because it's still considered as a mice, and you have to mice in nefesh, and if he didn't, so it's considered as a mice, to make it forbidden. Ma'idish Lamesay says, another story you could say is, how could you learn out from the law of Dinam? We just said now, because actually, Naya Maros that we're explaining is actually not passive, it's actually active, and the Pasuk actually saying that you're going to be pater from misa, even and so. Another pshat Lamesay wants to say is, how could you learn from Naya Maros that even an oinus that you have to do an action from Namarosa, which again, as our question was holding, that Ayitz Karka Oilam. So it's another approach is, not like we just said that, oh, there's also Maisa. It's the Mashmalele in Mrs. Bezdin, that the Gemara understands that regarding Mrs. Bezdin, the Ein Chilik bin Oven Maisa, Oven Maisa. There's no difference between if an action was done or if no action was done. Because as the Maisa Erva is even when you don't do a Maisa. And the reason is though isha beratzin chayev is avagav avakarka oilam, because a woman that does it willingly is chayev even if she's doing a passive role. Let's say she's consensual. Ukshapata asam einus with Mrs. Bezdin. So therefore, when the pasuk exempts from Mrs. Bezdin, because it's like the pasuk somehow says dama that loishna avin ma'isa, loishna avin ma'isa, there wouldn't be any difference if she did an action or didn't do. Since regarding Mrs. Bezdin, there's no difference like we see when she's consensual, so too when she's non-consensual, and therefore that's why the Gemara is learning out from there this halacha of even if an action was being done, that it should not be considered as a neved because it was blind.